From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Housing advocates are celebrating the news that a $20 billion affordable housing bond will be on the ballot across the Bay Area in November. They're also getting ready for a fight, as we hear from KQED's Vanessa Roncagno.
The bond needs a two-thirds supermajority to pass. That's a problem because early polling shows about 55% of likely voters surveyed support it. Advocates want voters to see that to solve homelessness, the region needs more housing. Amy Fishman is the executive director of the Nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California, a major champion of the bond.
When we talk to voters about solutions, about what we can do to address the region's most critical need, that's when people feel motivated and engaged.
Housing advocates across the region are ready to do their part to drum up support.
There is no more critical effort going on over the next 6 months than trying to get this passed.
Ray Bramson is with the nonprofit Destination Home.
It's going to be a broad coalition trying to promote this message that housing is really going to be the long-term solution to so many of our region's problems.
The groups have one thing in their favor. This measure coincides with another on the November ballot that would lower the voter threshold for bonds like these down from two-thirds to 55%. If it passes, the regional bond would only have to meet that lower bar. I'm Vanessa Roncagno, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news at KQED.org.